toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So much to talk about tonight, Mark. It's hard to decide where to start. There's news that is relevant across the country. We can go national. We can go down to the local level in Orange County, where
California, Florida.
Yeah, we can go with the Postal Service, or we can go with a yard war. Where should we start?
Let's go with the yard war.
Yard war. Los Angeles Times reporting that the city of, let's see, Orange, actually. Maybe it's not Orange County. Is Orange in Orange County?
One would think, but I don't know. It's in Los Angeles.
It's the LA Times. LATimes.com. Some Southern California cities fine residents for watering their lawns too much during droughts. Mark, you and I are familiar with this. I mean, having been former Florida inhabitants, they have watering restrictions, like if you're odd-numbered house, you can't water on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays,
yes.
or Sundays, or something like that. And then there's not only are there days of the week in which you are allowed to water, but there are also hours during the day in which you are also restricted from or allowed to water during those times.
I have to admit, I think it's stupid to water your lawn in Florida at noon.
Best time's early morning, right?
It's a great way to vaporize water. It's not a really great way to water your lawn. The best time to do it is early morning, you know, 4 to 6 or 3 to 5 or something like that. And then the water sinks in, and then the plants, you know, they get the sunlight during the day, and it doesn't evaporate so much water.
What, now, why is it better to do it in the early morning as opposed to, like, midnight or 7 at night or something like that?
Because there can be some fungus growth if the water sits too long. You don't want the water to sit sort of on top of the plants for too long, because it can cause fungus growth.
Got it. All right, so
isn't it amazing, the vast storage of knowledge? I see why you keep me around.
All right, so actually the vast storage of knowledge, Mark, is our listeners, who have a whole lot more combined than
they usually make me look silly.
There's a bit of a dispute,
though. They have the advantage of being able to sit there and tick away on their computers and then call in and act like they do something, though.
But in Orange, officials are locked in a legal battle with a couple accused of violating city ordinances for removing their lawn in an attempt to save water. So on one hand, you've got governments that make all these rules about how, well, you need to conserve water, da-da-da-da-da, and they put out all this propaganda. But then if you actually go and take some pretty extreme measures to actually save water and save money also, because then you aren't paying for the water that you're watering your grass and your plants with anymore, and these folks
usually
can find out what they were
paying. Water with well water, but go ahead.
It depends if wells are allowed where you are or not.
You can usually have a well for watering purposes. It's not necessarily.
Are you really familiar with what's usual in California?
I'm not. Anything in California is
okay. We're talking about California here. So the dispute began 2 years ago when Quan and Angelina Ha tore out the grass in their front yard. In drought-plagued Southern California, the couple said, the lush grass had been soaking up tens of thousands of gallons of water and hundreds of dollars each year. They said they were trying to do something good for the environment, and I'm sure also doing something good for their budget. Mm-hmm. Their home
There's
budget.
A lot of options out there. You can have like a stone
xeriscape
lawn. Yes, you can have the low maintenance plants out there. You can have Home Depot has this sort of long AstroTurf stuff. It looks like grass. Mm-hmm. They had it for they made an interior garden at a show that I was at, a garden home show that I was at while I was down in Sarasota, and they made it look pretty good.
Personally, I hate grass. I hate it with a passion, having had to cut it when I was a kid in Florida. And, of course, if you live in Florida, there really aren't very many weeks in the year in which you aren't cutting grass. There's the winter time where it doesn't really grow that much. But most of the rest of the year, it's, 9 months on, you're out there cutting the lawn. Whereas here, it's the reverse. Here in New Hampshire, it's like 3 months a year where you actually have to cut the grass. But so I grew to hate grass, and I don't like the way it smells, and I don't like the way it feels. If you were to like lay down in it, for instance, there's that itchy sensation. So when I was down in Florida, I actually tore up. I did something similar to what these folks did. I tore up my entire lawn and replaced it. Now I actually put ground cover down, not because I knew that there had to be ground cover or what the regulations were or whatever.
I just felt that would increase the resale value.
I thought it was pretty. It was pretty, and it was, but it took an awful lot of work. I was considering doing stones or something like that, and so I have a real appreciation for where these people are coming from. You know, the reason they tore their grass out was because, well, it was just eating up a lot of water, and they didn't really feel like paying for it and using that water. So they said they were trying to do something good for the environment. We've got a newborn, so we want to start worrying about her future, said Quan Ha, an information technology manager for Kelley Blue Book. But city officials told the Haas they were violating several city laws that require residents to cover significant portions of their front yards with live ground cover. On Tuesday, the couple is scheduled to appear in Orange County Superior Court to challenge the city's lawsuit against them. Soon after the city complained about the yard, the Haas placed wood chips on top of the dirt with help from a neighbor. According to Dennis Cleek, is the neighbor, he said, it's their yard. It's not overgrown with weeds. It's not an eyesore. He owns his yard boasts fruit trees. He said, we should be able to have our yards look the way we want them to. What does he think? He lives in America or something, like where it's free? Does this guy think that he actually lives in a free country? Well, surprise, surprise. You try to make your lawn or your yard the way you want it to be? If it's not within the specs of your masters, then master's going to come down, possibly steal your home from you. Because that's typically how it happens when, you know, you cross some sort of zoning or code enforcement ordinance. If you break the code enforcement ordinances and you don't rectify the situation at the city's behest, then they'll put a lien on your home. And if they put a lien on your home, after a few years, they can likely take your home. So that's the consequence for taking out some grass from your yard and putting in some things to try to make it pretty to your eyes. Maybe you don't like grass. Well, as you might imagine, the Haas did attempt to appease their masters in the city, and we'll explain that here in a moment. But yes, they are scheduled to appear in court over this. City officials said the fix was not acceptable when they put down the wood chips. They said that was not acceptable, saying city codes require that 40% of the yard be landscaped predominantly with live plants. Senior Assistant City Attorney Wayne Winthers put it bluntly. He said, compliance, that's all we've ever wanted. And isn't that what it's really about? Isn't it really about obedience?
It makes you wonder if any of the nurseries around there might have been involved in this.
In that regulation?
Yeah. It seems speculative. I would agree that if I just saw some dirt lawn out there, I probably wouldn't think that's particularly attractive. So maybe maybe it's just from an aesthetic standpoint they came up with this.
Probably. I don't know. Because they did go buy some plants. Last summer, the couple tried to appease the city by building a fence around the yard and planting drought-tolerant greenery. Lavender, rosemary, horsetail, and pittosporum, among others. They sent a photo of the yard to city officials in October, but according to the city, their landscaping still did not comply with city standards. They put up a nice fence, but the photo didn't show anything about how they had complied with the code, as far as the front yard goes, according to the bureaucrat. And I love this part. Nor did it include a site plan.
Oh, yeah. The site plan. That's the several thousand dollar piece of paper that you must get from their friends at the survey companies that they've managed to set up. Why do you have to have a site plan in order
change
to put
your yard?
In order to get your yard up to spec that they asked you to get it up to.
Yeah.
Site plan.
Well, you have to because they say so. At the end of January, the Haas received a letter saying they've been charged with a misdemeanor violation and must appear in court. Quan Ha says, it's just funny that we pay our taxes to the city, and the city is now prosecuting us with our own money. Doesn't it waste funds to go back and forth in court rather than sending pictures, emails, and having phone conversations? Well, see, Quan,
yeah,
you're a reasonable guy. I understand what you're saying here. Yes, that does make sense, what you're saying, to send pictures, emails, and have phone conversations. But that presumes that these are reasonable people that you're talking to. People that you can somehow appease without doing everything they demand of you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything and tell your code enforcement story if you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Duty, honor, family. They're more than words for active and separated members of the U.S. military. You've defended our freedom, and we're here to help your family. This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. You've served your country with honor, and you're entitled to benefits not available to the general public, like buying a home with no down payment, streamlined refinancing, or getting cash out up to 100% of your home's equity. And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's FreeTalkLive.com. Features including our webcam and chat room all together on the same page. So you can watch, listen, and get interactive with our other listeners over at cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your own website from whether it's an e-commerce, a total e-commerce business website, or just a personal blog. You can do it with their web builder tools and templates. Use code FTL, that's FTL is in Free Talk Live, sign up at HostGator.com and receive your first month completely free. Don't use FTL, don't get the first month free at HostGator.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're talking about a story out of Orange, California, where a young couple has decided to change up their yard. They've torn out all the grass and replaced it with what I think is called xeriscaping. Essentially, it's a kind of landscaping that is designed to reduce the amount of water necessary in order to sustain whatever plants are growing there. And at first, I don't know if they actually had any plants out there. They just tore out all the grass. The city government people started threatening them over it, so they put down some bark or something like that, some sort of covering over the dirt there. And they didn't like that either. They also put in some plants, but not enough plants to satisfy the city. The city wants 40% of the yard to be landscaped predominantly with live plants. So this is going to court, and the couple has been charged with a misdemeanor violation. So I guess the couple is planning on suing the city, and the city is going after the couple. And it's just a nasty situation where, and of course everybody gets to throw in their two cents. I'm looking at the comments list, and one person says, I don't find it very attractive at all. It's barren. Unless finances are holding them back, I don't see why they couldn't plant more ground cover.
Why shouldn't they be grass farmers like the rest of us?
Well, that's just it.
I sound like Templeton from Charlotte's Web.
In America here, we've come to sort of be grass farmers. There's no really good reason why you would grow grass out in front of your house.
No, but, it's stupid.
It's evolved from the royalty keeping gardens and things like that. You know, it's just this century that people have started doing this kind of thing, keeping lawns. Those things should be reserved for growing food. That's what it's for. That's what it should be used for.
That's what land used to be used for, right?
Indeed. And if you don't want to grow food on it, you know, why should you?
Right.
I had fruit trees in the back of my yard in Florida, and, you know, I just didn't go out and pick the fruit. I'd run it over the lawnmower, make the thing smell nice.
So there are people here supporting and complaining in the comments as though they should have any ability to have a say in what somebody's yard looks like. If that's what you want, if what you want is to be able to know for sure that your neighbors down the street are going to have a lush, green, grassy lawn because you think that's just so special, then there are plenty of closed communities that you can go to join. There are plenty of deed-restricted neighborhood associations wherein when you purchase a home there, you are informed that, hey, here's our rules. You can look at these rules and find out what you can and can't do. Find out what colors you can paint your house. Find out what your yard can look like, how high your grass can be. There's all kinds of micromanaging rules for various different neighborhoods. I remember there was a neighborhood in Sarasota, Florida that I had some friends in once that didn't allow trucks after a certain time at night.
Meaning you couldn't park?
You could not park your truck out in your driveway. You could keep your truck in your garage closed at nighttime, but after like 10 o'clock at night. Yeah, pickup truck, not allowed.
Yeah, it's considered a work vehicle.
What the hell does it matter at midnight whether you've got a pickup truck out there? It was just, I never really understood it.
It's crazy rules they have.
Right, that's what I'm telling you. They're crazy amounts of rules.
I had a guy who was doing some work in my house, brought his tool trailer, his giant, you know, big tool trailer there, and he parked it in the driveway and left it there a couple of days. I got a notice from the county.
Yeah, but I'm talking about private rules. I'm not just talking about the absurdities of the government. When you go into neighborhood associations, that's what the 10 o'clock truck rule was. It was a private neighborhood.
They got it from the government.
Did they? Well, I've never heard of such. I've never heard of that governmental rule, but I've certainly seen some really absurd rules in the private neighborhood associations. And that's what I'm talking about here, is if you want to control your neighbors, the appearance of their property, then that's where you should be living. If you live outside of that area, there shouldn't be any kind of restrictions. It just upsets me when things like this happen. I wish these folks the best of luck. The Haas, who are currently going to be going to face misdemeanor charges because they decided they want to conserve water. Oh, yeah, there's one more fact here in the article. They said that the reason they did this was to reduce the amount of water they've been using on their lawn. They say that they consume 299,221 gallons of water in 2007. In 2009, that number had been reduced, Mark, to 58,348. So from almost 300,000 down to 58,000, simply by changing the style of their yard. So they succeeded at their goal of reducing the amount of water and thereby the hundreds of dollars that they've been paying in water bills every year. And the city is going to possibly put them in a jail cell over this. Possibly steal their home. It's going to be one or the other. With this kind of action, this is a misdemeanor violation. That sounds to me like possible jail if they don't pay the fine, whatever the fine is going to be. And, of course,
likely
part of the court order is going to be that they fix their yard according to whatever the government standards are.
Mm.
And so it could end up being that they put a lien on their home if they don't pay the fine or possibly going to jail. But either way, the city is more than happy to aggress against you. And don't think this is just a California thing. There are yard restrictions all over this place. Remember the story about the old lady, I think it was in Utah. There was an old lady who was essentially arrested and thrown down on the ground by a police officer because her yard was too brown. Like, her yard was not as an appropriate shade as according to the government regulations. So they decided to go after her for it. And they went after her by assaulting her. Some lady that I think was either a septuagenarian or an octogenarian. So it never ends.
They can do what they want.
Well, it never ends. As soon as you accept the first regulation, you've accepted the first 20,000 regulations. As soon as people just bow down and do whatever it is the bureaucrats are saying they need to do, then that encourages the bureaucrats to continue coming up with more rules. Well, these people are really good at jumping through these hoops. Let's give them 70 more to jump through.
Sure. I mean, there's no end to how they can regulate how you live. No end to it.
Nope.
We draw a lot of experience from Sarasota, Florida, where we are from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great place to draw experience from on this particular issue. These are anecdotal stories. I haven't looked through the laws in these particular municipalities, but right there on Longboat Key, which is just the beach, essentially, of Sarasota to some extent, and they have their own municipality, Longboat Key,
mm-hmm.
and it's my understanding you have to get a permit to change your carpet inside your house. I have several friends who live there, and one of them claimed to have that experience. It's hard to believe, and I won't put my name on it because I didn't have that experience.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh, gosh.
That's
where
crazy. The upper crust lives, right? So things are even more insane there. 800-259-9231. Of course, a lot of places have full-time code enforcement officers that just drive around looking for stuff to ticket you for. Because, it's about helping you. It's about service, right? Free Talk Live.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long. George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Think Glove technology
and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow! From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them away, including various different ways to listen into the show. We've got our webcam, which we mentioned earlier, live streams also, broadband and dial-up version of the show, plus the Free Talk Live listen lines, which will allow you to connect to Free Talk Live via any phone that can dial long distance. I'll go ahead and give you the listen line here. It's 760-569-7752. That's 760-569-7752. Now, if you didn't get that down, you can just go to listen.freetalklive.com, and it's listed there at all times. So, again, that's listen.freetalklive.com for live streams as well as our listen line phone number.
The Institute for Humane Studies summer internship program is now accepting applications. Some of the seminars include Liberty and Education, Radicals for Capitalism, Ideas of a Free Society, Liberty and Leviathan, Policy of the Libertarian Perspective. There's 11 total, so I'm not going to go through the whole list. But there are locations in major cities across the country. The IHS provides meals and housing, so you just have to get there to one of those major cities. And the deadline for application is March the 31st. It's really, really March the 31st, too. So do not screw around with this. Go to libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com. And if you subscribe early, or you know, sign up early, they actually have some free textbooks for you. So libertarianseminars.com.
All right, we continue to take your phone calls about what you want. T-Bone is listening to WCER in Canton, Ohio. T-Bone, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, former truck driver in L.A. County and Orange County. What city was that in Orange County?
Well, it says it's Orange, California. Is there an Orange City?
Yeah. But I didn't know if it was Orange County, Orange City. What they've got those guys and the council members by the lower parts because desert landscaping is so easy and economical to do, and if it's in a commercial zone, they can blacktop it.
Well, I don't think it's commercial. It's in a residential area.
Oh, okay. Well, desert landscaping is very economical and very beautiful and feasible and low maintenance. So they could go to desert landscaping very economically and put their thumbs up and nose those guys.
What they did was they did effectively go to a desert landscape, and there's a picture of it in the L.A. Times story, which we link to everything over at the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com, so that'll be up a little bit later. But it's clearly a desert-style landscaping, and some people would look at it and they would say, well, that doesn't look that attractive. But who cares what they think? It's their lawn. They should be able to do what they want. For those just tuning in, there's a couple over in the Orange area of California that is being sued by the city. They're being charged with a misdemeanor violation for essentially changing their yard away from grass to a xeriscaping. And because there aren't enough plants in the yard, according to the city code, the city's going after these folks. So what you're saying, T-Bone, isn't true. I mean, they couldn't just change to a desert. That's what they did, and now they're facing possible jail time or the stealing of their home.
Well, they want the council, that ward, whatever ward, they want the council member on their side. And desert landscaping is beautiful. I lived out in Phoenix in L.A., and desert landscaping is beautiful. So the beef must be coming from somebody really well-heeled and well-connected.
No, it's just the code enforcers. I mean, they probably
they
drive
could very
around.
Well have gotten a complaint, too. You don't know.
They likely either got a complaint or the code enforcer just drove by, but it doesn't have to be somebody who's well-heeled. Once these ordinances are written, then they're just mindlessly enforced because, well, you must agree to all the laws. You moved here. I mean, that's what they'll say.
I've got a question that you guys, I would love you guys to drop it on Bostonians. I lived in Boston, and I loved Bostonian a long time ago. They became too much like New Yorkers, and that's where they had the Boston Tea Party. I'm dying of curiosity why the Bostonian people, with all the colleges and schools up in Boston, when they decided to put those body scanners in Logan Airport, I'd love to hear some feedback from Bostonians why thousands of college kids and other people up there in Bostonian didn't surround Logan Airport and protest vehemently.
You're saying why didn't they surround the airport?
Why did they not?
Well, I think these are questions that you could ask of the Philadelphians, too. I mean, these are both cities that 300 years ago cared deeply about liberty. Now they don't.
Yep.
Things change.
Well, I just thought maybe you could get some feedback from the Philadelphia.
Well, we're not really on on the radio in those areas, but maybe some of our listeners has something to say. I thank you for the call, T-Bone. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You're welcome. 800-259-9231. I would say the reason why is likely if somebody thought of the idea of protesting outside of whatever airport we're talking about here with the body scanners, or, I mean, why not protest the TSA while you're at it? Just the TSA in general, the idea of the federal government taking over airline security, protest that. You can protest that at any airport. Why aren't we seeing any protests at any airports about all the insane security procedures that we have? Want to speculate, Mark?
Because Americans are sheep or they don't believe it's going to do any good. Likely they'll be hassled if they're scared. Most airports, if you went to here in Manchester, probably they would be a little scared to hassle the protesters because they just know there's so many Free Staters around that will mm-hmm. do protests. And quite honestly, they like to be hassled by the cops. So I don't think they'd get any trouble, but I'll bet if you went out to some airports, go to Detroit and protest their airport, you're going to have some trouble.
You'll probably have the police on you within minutes of starting your protest. So, number one, protests don't really do anything. Taryn over at LCLReport.com has been talking about this on one of his recent episodes, in that, it's good to have a protest because you can get together with other like-minded people, and there's some networking opportunities there. But as Taryn pointed out, it's not likely that some politician is going to drive by the protest after he's been using government for his whole life to take advantage of people and screw them over and say to himself,
Oh, look at that. There's people holding signs. I've been wrong this whole time.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. I think that it, to some extent, it's sort of a threat to the politicians, and to a lesser extent to the bureaucrats, a much lesser extent to the bureaucrats. But it's a threat to the politician. Hey, if you don't pay attention, there are people out here that think this way. But, you know, when you're dealing with especially elected people in such a large area, they really don't
know about it.
Have to care what you think.
No.
A state senator in Florida, there's 22 million people in Florida. You're going to go protest his office? Who cares?
Yeah, they just laugh at you. They don't care. They're already in power. They
I guess I said state
want.
Senator. I meant U.S. senator in Florida. Those people would be voted on.
Whatever.
The
state senators wouldn't care either.
Right. They're still likely in districts that have a million people in it.
So why aren't people protesting at airports? I think the number one reason is people that tend to do protests, people that kind of know how to do protests, that have experience at doing protests, are also likely fairly well within the system. And they're likely the kind of people that believe they have to check with the city first. Oh, we sure would like to do this protest, but we better go talk to the city's parks department to make sure that we, or, you know, whatever city department it is, go talk with the city to make sure that we can get our permits for the protest, because, you know, we wouldn't want to protest and gather together without a permit to assemble.
And we know that protesting in an airport is terrorism.
Well, it's certainly a place where they know that there are a lot of security people. They know that the police are frequently found, and they know that there's a good high chance that they'll be harassed by those security people or the police. And so they don't want conflict with the government.
The cops feel emboldened by their position. And at the airport, cops absolutely rule. I don't care whether it's TSA or the local police, because they're both there. When I went through one time, I had an expired driver's license, basically got a temporary driver's license up here when I moved to New Hampshire, and then they sent me a real one in the mail that was sort of longer term after they properly checked me out and stuff. So I had basically two driver's licenses. One was expired, one wasn't. I thought, hey, this will be great to just kind of carry along with me, but I can leave my real driver's license in the car. That's where I use it.
Mm-hmm.
And they super screened me because of that and decided to frisk me. Ended up, the cop was like, you got a problem, son. It was crazy. I was surrounded by them. They had a dog.
Toll free number is 800-259-9231. So let us know, T-Bone, when you start your airport protests, and we'll talk about it then. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet, without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction.
How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And all the features on our website, by the way, are completely free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours, we give away. So enjoy those features. And if you enjoy the program and the fact that we give you the website for free, then you might want to consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, I've flipped back on the Free Talk Live Google Ads system, the Google AdWords we've been using, and I had to turn it off for a little while we were pouring some money into the website.
Hemorrhaging money into the website.
Well, honestly, looking at the cost of our website versus the cost of some other websites, we did pretty well from what I understand. But I was trying to conserve as much as I could during that time, so we should be back on Google now. Apparently, it takes them a few to start the ads up again, but that'll be good because it'll bring more new people. So we're reaching out on the internet. We're reaching out in real life, going to the talk radio convention this month in New York City, and lots of different ways to get this show out into more ears, and the Free Talk Live AMP program makes it all possible. So thanks to all of our existing amplifiers, and to you if you become one over at amp.freetalklive.com. We continue. Joe, listening in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Joe in Connecticut, going once.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Joe, what's on your mind?
So I have an interesting story about the city ordinances. My grandfather used to be a landscaper, and he had a couple of greenhouses, and he used to sell floral arrangements and all that. And so anyway, he died in 88, and then 10 years went by, and it was never used, the greenhouses. And kids would run by and, you know, break the windows with stone and all that kind of stuff. And so one day my grandmother gets a letter in the mail saying that she has to replace all the glass. She goes, these things haven't been touched in like 10, 12 years. There's no way I'm replacing all this glass just for them to come and chuck stones again.
Yeah.
So she tore it all down. And the city was a little irritated, nonetheless, because now her taxes are going to go down.
Nice.
So that was one. And then another one.
But before you go on with the other one, wait a minute. Why doesn't the city go and catch the hoodlums that broke the windows and force some restitution out of them, get them to pay for the broken windows?
The city's not responsible for for protecting your property.
Exactly.
No, but they are responsible for forcing you to do anything they want with it.
Yeah, well,
that's right.
So the second story, apparently somebody up the street called the city on my grandmother because the garage that my grandfather built was, from the outside, it looked kind of rickety, like it was going to fall over. So they told her to, I don't remember if they said to tear it down or to repair it, but nevertheless, she ended up paying, I think, like $1,700 to tear this thing down. And they brought, I want to say, like a backhoe or something like that to tear it down. And it took them an hour with this machine to get it down because he reinforced the inside. If a hurricane came by, that thing wasn't going to fall.
Hmm.
So it shows you what they know.
Yeah, it just looked, it didn't look as nice as they wanted it to.
Disgusting. Where was this that she lived?
Cranston, Rhode Island.
Cranston, Rhode Island. So it's like this everywhere. It's not just something you can pick on California for. It's likely the larger the area in which you live, the more oppressive the regulations will be.
Rhode Island is notoriously corrupt.
Yeah, that's a piece.
Mark, are you really trying to pretend like there are urbanized areas in this country that don't have these kinds of regulations?
Houston's a great example.
Houston doesn't have code enforcement?
I don't know about code, but...
That's what we're talking about here, is code enforcement. I know that Houston supposedly doesn't have zoning in most of its areas, which I think is great, and it's a great example of what life might be like without zoning laws. But code enforcement is pretty ubiquitous, from what I understand, across this country. Anyway, if you live somewhere where you don't have any code enforcement, please give us a call. Let us know what life is like. Must be nice. Anyway, any other things you want to any stories you want to share or thoughts, Joe? He's gone. 800-259-9231. Let's talk.
I think that people, to some extent, they want some minimum of sort of enforcement of other people's property and what it looks like and things like that. They want some uniformity.
So join a neighborhood association.
And they likely would. I think you'd find a lot more in a world where cities weren't allowed to have rules like this. I think you would find a lot more places that would come up with rules on how.
Yeah, you just have to have agreement. That's all you'd have to do is you'd have to find 100% agreement amongst the people you were bringing into your neighborhood association, and voila, you've got your own neighborhood association. You can subject each other to whatever rules you want, or whatever kind of democratic system or whatever organizational system you want to.
It isn't perfect, though, because like think about this for a second. You know, my parents say they own a house in a very nice deed-restricted community. I decide that I don't want to live like that. I want to live in the wild lands out there where there isn't any zoning. And
yeah.
They die, and then they leave me this house. That's the house I grew up in. Well, I own this property. I'm part of this governmental association, but I didn't opt in.
Wait a minute. You were given a house by your parents when they died.
Mm-hmm.
So it was your parents' house. They opted into that association. If you want to keep the home, then you have to abide by the rules. It's attached to the deed. It's a deed restriction.
One can make the same claim, though, about governments now.
No, you can't make that claim because governments...
You can go live in Antarctica. There's no government there. Don't worry.
Okay, well, the governments, by definition, are coercive entities that force people into their association. So, no, you can't make that same claim because a homeowners association is an entity based on consent. Each homeowner consented into getting into that organization. Now, that means the rules can change because the homeowners associations can have rules that say, or their order of operations or whatever that says that they can buy a certain vote or, I don't know, depending on what their setup is,
different rules,
they can add. So when you join the homeowners association, it may look differently than it will when you, for instance, die later on down the line. But it was all consensual. So if you want to stay in that neighborhood, you'll have to obey the rules. And if you don't, sell the house, use the cash to buy your own somewhere out in the woods.
But what you're claiming is sort of that the people that set this up were in 100% agreement, so that's a legitimate government, is essentially what you're coming up with here. And I don't know that it's entirely true because people can kind of end up in these situations without having consented.
Right. I understand what you're saying. The child situation is one of those situations where you're born to a couple of parents that are in some sort of neighborhood neighborhood arrangement, and that clearly the child did not consent. But then again, the child in a truly free society would not be forced to live with those parents. So if the child didn't want to live there, it could leave. Then it would likely have to leave the neighborhood at the same time.
I do, however, believe that smaller governmental bodies are superior to to larger ones simply because there's a level of competition there. The larger it is, the more difficult it is to relocate. So smaller governmental bodies, which a homeowners association is a governing body.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller governing
certainly attracts the neighborhood Nazis.
Yep, sure does.
Which is why I don't want anything to do with such a thing. Let's continue here. Cameron's in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live. Cameron.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, two things. First of all, that guy was talking about body scanners and college students. I just want to volunteer myself. I will body scan some college girls any day of the week.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Wouldn't?
Second thing I wanted to bring up, I'm a little bit behind on the podcast by a few days, but I was listening today to the one about the Founding Fathers and the article from Cracked.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't finish with it, but something I wanted to bring up is a Founding Father that gets left out.
Uh-oh. Are we having phone troubles tonight? Cameron? Drat. Okay, well, Cameron, do call back. We'll talk about the Founding Fathers with you at that time. I don't know if that just happened to be two phones that dropped out or what, but let's try Emio in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Emio.
Oh, hi. Hey. I'm just calling regarding Alex John's shortage. I have heard
the what?
Over the phone.
You what now?
Sorry. I'm calling regarding the show that I heard on Alex Jones.
Okay, well, this is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to talk about whatever you want. Can you explain it for our audience, what you heard?
Oh, sure, absolutely. I'm listening to Alex Jones' show regularly, and I heard about the problems that the European Union has and the problems with the freedom of speech. I'd like to ask or hear the ideas on why Alex Jones would not have shows in different languages.
Okay, well, you do understand you're not listening to the Alex Jones show now. You're not talking to the Alex Jones show. Were you aware of that at any point?
Oh, no.
Yeah, our board operator typically answers the phone by saying, this is Free Talk Live. Now, that's a completely different show.
So oh, sorry, guys.
So your question is about having shows in different languages, though?
Yeah,
well, the reason why I can tell you why we don't do that is because we don't have the money for it. We don't have, you know, the ability to hire another set of hosts that can somehow
transcribe or translate
this program. Certainly, there are people in other countries that are welcome to start their own Free Talk Live, and you know, since I don't believe in intellectual property, I wouldn't do anything about it. Although, you know, come up with your own name. It's just certainly Free Talk Live is the most creative name. Thanks for the call, and pay a little more attention next time. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.